We're on Chaf
Zion
Amud Beis. We're up to the words Umi Badil, which is about 8 or 9 lines from the top. Umi Badil. We learned on the previous Gemara that there was actually a question about how a person's allowed to daven. Can you daven a Rav? Can you daven behind your teacher, to the side of him? We saw a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos, the reasons behind that. But we ended up concluding that it was not an issue that when Rav, who was the teacher of Rav Yirmiya, that Rav Yirmiya was davening behind him, because Rav Yirmiya and Rav was like a Talmud Chaver. It wasn't a student-teacher relationship. It was, but there was also a level of equality in that relationship, and therefore certain barriers were allowed to be broken as far as kavod is concerned. Of course, we can derive from here someone who is not a Talmud Chaver, how sensitive we have to be when we're engaged speaking to our Rav Mumhok, our Rosh Hashiva, things of that nature.
Oh, we speak the Rebbe like in the third person, a Rav Amar, you know.
Right. Exactly, and that was the proof that we saw right before the words of Mi Badil. The way that he spoke to Rav, he said, Mi Badalta, did you separate? Are you no longer doing Malacha? It was Erev Shabbos. And the fact that he didn't say Mi Badil Mar, which is the last words over here, shows that that must be that he had a different relationship. Because certainly he would not just speak directly to his Rebbe in that fashion. And therefore, that's the whole purpose of that piece. But now, as a segue, we build on that, and we focus on that story about Rav who separated from Malacha. So the Gemara asks, Umi Badil, is it true? Did Rav, in fact, separate from doing Malacha? V'oimer Rebbe, Rav Rebbe Avin, Pamachas, Hispalil, Rebbe Shul Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Apparently this was like a pretty famous day that Rebbe was accepting upon himself Shabbos, even though it was still light outside on a Friday afternoon. V'nichnas l'merchatz. So what does a person do after you go to shul on a Friday night? You go to the bathhouse, right? So what do you do at a bathhouse? You take a bath, right? You take a nice relaxing bath. V'yotza v'shanel on pirkin. He left, and he taught a parak, so he gave a shir. Okay, that's how he prepares for shir. He goes, takes a bath. V'adayin lo choshech, and it was not yet dark. It was not yet choshech. So what do we see from here? The fact that he went to a beis hamerchatz clearly must be that he was not mekabel Shabbos. So the Gemara just...
Daven Marav is not going to be mekabel. No, isn't the whole thing of davening Marav to be mekabel Shabbos, basically?
Right, yeah, you would think that when it was before actual Shkia, so maybe you have to have some Kavana to actually be Makabal Shabbos.
Shkia that is Makabal Shabbos.
Right. Well, Shabbos is, Shkia certainly is de facto, you have no choice but to start keeping Shabbos.
I'm saying, just because I've said as you go a lot of Daven earlier,
right.
But you're not Makabal Shabbos till maybe Shkia comes around.
Right, exactly, that's right. So therefore, that's perhaps what happened. And the fact is that he was not Badil. He did not separate from Malacha. If we look in Rashi says, "Lebeis HaMerchatz, bathhouse, Salka Daitach," so the Gemara's Havamina, the thought process up at this particular point, is L'achar Shigozru Al Haziyah. We're not thinking that he actually went and took a bath. But perhaps you went into the bathhouse to sweat. It's like a sauna. Right? Yeah. V'al harachitza b'Shabbos, and regarding bathing, can I read Masech the Shabbos of Perek Kira Shasiku? It says, Alma apagav that soli will badil misuri Shabbos. The fact is, he was not allowed to take a steam bath, or whatever, and it was already after the gezera of not being able to do such a thing. And therefore it shows that he obviously did not accept Shabbos upon himself. So on this, the Gemara says, no. Omer Rava, we're back in the Gemara, Rava says, Hahu denir chasl haziyah. Again, as Rashi pointed out, he did not go into the Beis HaMerchatz in order to take a bath, but he went in there to sweat. Hikodim Gezer, I don't know why, right before, right on Shabbos, that's what you want to do, is be dripping with sweat. Hikodim Gezer Havi. This was before the decree. It was before the Gezerah. So says Rashi, Amar Rava, Lazia, Nichnas, Lazia, Machmas, Choyim, Beis HaMerchatz. He went in to sweat because of the heat that comes forth from the bathhouse. V'nosanol of Moim. He did not put upon himself water. Certainly, on Shabbos, to take a nice leisurely bath, to take a nice hot shower, that's not, you're not allowed to do. Okay, and there's specific halachos, what you're allowed to do and what not.
So you according to what I read it, you were at one time allowed to do it, but because of Marasai and other Indians, they stopped it.
Exactly. That's what this next Rashi is going to say. Exactly. V'koidim gezerah. Ad shalo gozru al haziyah. This was ad shalo, means before. It was not yet happening that this was decree upon Steve's. That means you're allowed to do it. The whole duchta in all situations, whenever you find any discussion about taking steam baths, this is always referred back to this particular story. All right. So, yeah, so initially you can go into a bathhouse and everyone knew.
You could even take a bath at one time as long as the water was heated from before. But originally they changed, then they made it there when you can. Start fooling around with that also.
Right. So this is probably after that,
yeah, right.
But there was a time in which you could go in and everyone knew, okay, he's not going to take a bath because he's not allowed to do that, but he's going in to sweat.
Kind of weird also. Yeah. Who wants to sweat and not be able to take a shower?
I don't know.
Good way to start a shower.
Right.
Sweaty.
I don't know. Very refreshing, I guess. Go outside afterwards, nice cool day, I don't know, cool night. But anyway, so the idea now is, as you mentioned, because of Mar Sinai, is the problem that people are going to see you going to the bathhouse and they're going to think, you know what, maybe you're allowed to, right? Two things. First of all, I see you're doing an Avera, you're doing wrong, or, hey, if he's doing it, must be you're allowed to do it, it's Mutter. And therefore, it was... That's why they made a gezerah. But before the gezerah, it was permissible. So therefore, this is really like a sidebar that he in fact was mekabel Shabbos, and the fact is, it was before the gezerah. So what he did not contradict his kabbalah Shabbos. Ania, it's not so. This cannot be the case. B'ha baye shari le'lurabdimi bar levuya lechvurit soli. We find a situation where it was not yet Shabbos, and as you said, perhaps a Kabbalah Shabbos really doesn't mean anything, because we find that Abaye gave permission to Rav Dimi Bar Leviya to Lechvure Tzoli. Lechvure, Rashi says, is to Ashin Oysen Megafris, to take a tzal, a basket, and to smoke it with some type of a sulfur of some sort. So we see... What do we see from this incident? That even though this person already davened Mariv, and it was Friday afternoon, nonetheless, he's allowed to do Malacha. So Gemara says that's different. Hahu te'usahav. This was a mistake. What was the mistake? So we look in Rashi, te'usahav. L'kibu alav to'yisef ha'shamas m'shas tefil midas. This person did not realize and did not wish to accept Shabbos early at all. He did accept Shabbos early, but only thinking that it was seconds before Shkia. There's no clocks. We don't have these fancy things like we have in our shul. So what do they know? They look up in the sky and you don't see the sun. Must be because the sun is seconds from setting. So this person was mekabel Shabbos on that premise. The Rashi says, but it was Yom Hamoinin Hoya. It was a cloudy day. Sover Sheikha V'acharkach Zarcha Chama. Afterwards, the sun broke through the clouds, and he's like, "Oh my goodness, it's still light out." So therefore, because this person was mekabel Shabbos as a mistake, which could mean one of a couple things. It's possible that he was mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. Before Plaga Mincha, it means nothing, because you can't accept Shabbos. I love Shabbos, so today it's Wednesday, it's Shabbos. I'm going to keep Shabbos the next 4 days. Can't do that. Can't accept Shabbos doesn't count until Plaga Mincha.
But so what can you do?
You
made a mistake.
It was
cloudy. Hey,
you
know,
made the
angle
up because it was a cloudy day.
Oh. No, yeah, that's the reason.
But so yeah, so if it would be for Plaga Mincha, then you know that Marv is not a Marv. No, even Rabbi Huda doesn't consider that. You can't daven Marv before Plag.
Well, even today, you know, we daven Marv early, but we say we got to say Shema later.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not really, it's not really Mekabel, you know, Marv 100%. It's not Mekabel Shema, which is an integral part of the Marv.
It is an integral part of Marv, but I guess the definition of Tfilas Marv is Shemone Esrei. So when Mekabel did daven Shemone Esrei, is the best time to do it then? No, it's better to daven
later
at States of Kochavim when it's already pitch black out.
The Gila and losing people from right. Daven, all other things like that.
Right. It's the lesser of two evils, so that's why we do it that way. And that's why it's Mutter L'chol Deis. It's the better thing to do. Even if you may be able to daven later, but if it's going to cause that no one else is going to be able to daven, so we have to think for the Kahal. Anyway, so that's one possible approach of what this Gemara is saying. And then that would be a problem of this person, let's say even it's past Plaga Mincha. This person was not willing to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos until Shkia. He didn't want to accept Shabbos an hour early.
Right.
How if I knew I would have had a much
right,
of a thing.
I daven because I want to daven with a minyan, but I really didn't want to have Shabbos on it, so you're allowed to do that.
Well,
so you have in mind, okay, I'm going to daven Marav, but for me it's not really Marav until it gets till Shkia.
So that's the question. Exactly, what exactly is permissible over here? That's the reason why Abaye said, you know what? It doesn't mean anything. You can do malacha. Don't worry about it. So you weren't makabel anything. It was nothing. And therefore, at least when it comes to that. So when it comes to a mistake, the other point that you mentioned was about the repetition, the repeating the Shemot Esrei, because perhaps you know was not at the right time. So where it says, T'usa mihadra, is it true that in the event that a mistake was made, that in fact you would have to repeat the Shemone Esrei? Va'oymer Avidan, pamachas niskashu shemayim ba'ovim. One time, the heavens were knotted up in clouds. This is a very gloomy day outside. And this was a Saturday. So everyone thought, loymar to say, chashechu, it's dark. It's already Shabbos. It's Moitzi Shabbos, right? Time for a Malava Malka. V'nichnus l'veis hachnesas. So they said, you know what, let's go to shul and let's daven Marav. V'spal shul Moitzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. Turned out, they did daven Marav the Saturday night Shemot Esrei, but it was b'Shabbos. It was really the middle of the day. When this pazru ha'avim, the clouds separated. The zarcha chama, and the sun came out, started shining. You know what to do? It's still Shabbos. They already davened Marev. What do I do? Ubo v'sholos Rebbe. So they went to Rebbe and they asked the Shiloh, what are we supposed to do? Do we daven another Shemone Esrei? We don't daven another Shemone Esrei. And let's say this is already after Plag. Okay, the Oimer hoyl v'spalu hispalu. He said, "You know what? You davened already. Since you davened, which implies when they davened,
but it really wasn't over. So.
It really wasn't over. So obviously, the question isn't are they allowed to do malacha? Of course, it's Shabbos. You can't be mekabel. You can mekabel Shabbos early. You can't be mekabel chol early, right?" It doesn't work like that. So certainly their Shiloh wasn't, are we allowed to do malacha?
Or do we have to daven again?
because we have to daven again. Now, he's of the indication that you do not have to daven again. If we look in Rashi where it says, Hoyil v'hispal hispalu v'lu hatzrichu muspalil mishtechash. When it comes choshech, it's not necessary for the tzibur to reassemble to daven. Alma, what do we see from here? Tfilhi. It was a valid tfil. V'yapal pi shul hutter b'molacha. Of course, you can't do work. Hasam hu deloyu avar al divar Torah. It's because you can't violate, keep breaking Shabbos. Of Indian Tosefos, when it comes to adding on, Afagav de Taos Havi Tosefos Hu Al Yedei Tfila Hoyel V'Amr Tfila Kabali. The fact is that this Tfila, in fact, is a valid Tfila. So the question is, if it was a Taos, it was a mistake, so then it shouldn't work. We mentioned before when it came to Erev Shabbos, for the tefillah to mean something, you have to have the kavana that you know exactly what you're doing, when I'm accepting, what's going on outside. But if you made a mistake in that tefillah, so it's nothing, do malacha, don't worry about it. So over here, for some reason we're lenient. Question.
It's happened when we daven live.
Go ahead.
We make a fast that is still early to say the talent, so we have to wait.
Oh. That's true.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
You said that's a chanantana.
The question is, but maybe we daven Maariv before we're supposed to daven Maariv. Before the time of Havdalah. When Shabbos ends.
So we have to finish davening, you know, which we have to finish.
You're right.
We have to wait.
At least, hopefully we're davening Maariv, it's already well past Shkia. And then there's just certain inyanim, certain of keeping extra minutes after sunset. So then you daven Maariv, so you daven Maariv a few, and you finish a few minutes before, so you wait a few minutes according to your minhagim of when you finish Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that this situation, it was mamish in the middle of the day, right? They just finished Kiddush, had some sholent, then all of a sudden daven Maariv. It's like, you can't do that. But you're right. I mean, you have to be sensitive also about when you want to finish the Shmoneh Esrei. It's probably best to do it, you know, at a certain point when Shabbos is concluded according to your opinions. So the Gemara gives the following teretz. Sibur, Shanit Sibur. And this is what we said before, that we're very makel when it comes to a Tzibur. Deloy matrechinan luhu. We'll do everything in our power not to be matriach them. As we know the expression, tircha de tzibura. So, the fact is, when it comes to a tzibur, we're going to be lenient and say, you know what, you davened. You made a mistake, don't worry about it. Now that certainly means it's specifically referring to a tzibur, which implies that if, let's say, you have...
An individual did it.
Right.
It wouldn't be good.
Exactly. And this is what the Magen Avraham says. It's one sentence. Yachid shita b'yoyim chol. The person made a mistake. Mispal with neseitz ha-kochavim. And he davened before the time he's supposed to daven. Chayiv lachsen with spalil. He has to daven again. Right? And so the idea behind this is that when it comes to a mistake... So when it comes to a tzibur, to have them reassemble, we're not going to have them reassemble. B'di'eved, it's acceptable. B'l'chatchila, when you're mekabel and you're daven, you're supposed to accept upon yourself and realize where you are and what time it is. You have to be aware of your surroundings. And therefore, that's the reason why there's a difference between a yachid and a tzibur. Okay, we're up to the two dots. Now we're going to move on to the next topic. Rav Chiya bar Avin. Rav Sully Shul Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. We mentioned this already a few times. Now Rav davened Shabbos, it was Makabel Shabbos, even though it was Friday afternoon. On the flip side, Rav Yoshia Matzah Shul Maitzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. That he davened even though it was still Shabbos for some reason, and what's the point of all this, we'll discuss. He davened the tefillah, Motzi Shabbos, Mar, the Saturday night Shemoneh Esrei, the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, apparently, on Shabbos. So now we're going to analyze these statements. First of all, Rav Tzal Yishol Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Fine. Apparently one is allowed to do that, as we know you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to accept Shabbos early, and you can daven Mariv early on Friday afternoon. But the question is not about the Mariv, the question is what do we do afterwards? We're not going to go to a Beis HaMerchatz. What do? We go home and make Kiddush. So in this thing we're asked the Kash. Oymer Kiddush al Kos? Oh, Eina Oymer Kiddush al Kos. The person make Kiddush on a cup of wine or not? It doesn't mean you don't have to. The point is that if you...
Can you?
The question is,
well,
can you?
Do.
While it's still dark out? Well, it's still light. It's not yet dark.
Well, we come home from shul Friday night. We have nobody waiting around for it to start.
That's the question. Are we allowed to? I guess you know the Gemara's answer. Tashman, Diyayim Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Mispalel Adam. We'll focus on this sentence. Mispalel Adam Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. That a person is allowed to daven on Friday afternoon, the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. But Omer Kiddush Al Kos LeHilchas
HaKavaseh. That an individual can do it, not a tzibur.
Go ahead. That what? To make
Kiddush? Because Kiddush? The Lashon and the Gemara, that first person can daven by himself, be a chidus. Because we were always saying, we're talking about Terkel Din Tzibur and Tzibur, but the way the Lashon and the Gemara says, this follow Adam, person.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
Makes Kiddush, so maybe an individual's allowed to do it. Before we're talking about Tzibur, here we're talking about an Adam.
It's possible, because the case of Rav, it doesn't. We don't really hear that there was a minion. It says this guy did it.
Right.
It sounds like it's such a unique thing that must be that he was the only one that did it, or else it wouldn't be such a big deal. It's an interesting diuk. It's possible to read the Gemara like that. It's certainly a need to understand why would we be more lenient for an individual than for a tzibur. You can probably think of some reasons, but halacha we don't find such a difference. We don't find such a nafkamina. But something which is pointed out by the Mefarshim is the order. Now, the Magen Avraham says the following. It says, the Magen Avraham says, that if a person wants to be Mekabel Shabbos on Friday afternoon, you may do so. And L'Kadesh, you can make your Kiddush. L'Echol, you can have your Shabbos meal. L'Spal Arvis, and then Daven Marv afterwards. So he says, you're allowed to do that. You daven mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, make Kiddush, and then daven, and eat your meal, and then daven marv. Now, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, says, ein nachon lasais kein. That's not the proper way of doing it. Why? What's the problem? Just look at the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, mispala, the question is, can you make Kiddush? But it's very interesting, the way that the answer is framed. It says, Mispal Adam Shel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, Ve'omer Kiddush Al Kos. It doesn't say...
We assume that it did have Marav.
Right. It doesn't answer the question by saying, yes, you can make Kiddush. It first says, Davin, then make Kiddush.
Right.
So it seems, says the Gra, from the Lashon of this Gemara,
that you have to daven Marav.
You have to daven Marav first. And the question is, is this something which we are makbid on? So when I was learning this, I remembered when I was in Miami. I used to be a mashkiach at a hotel called the Sanssouci, and I used to be a little Kore and everything. What? It doesn't exist anymore, I don't think. But
condos now.
Yeah. So we used to be. I used to. They would eat very very early, and I would. I was. Yeah, so I was with the Rabbi Machsher or whatever, another rabbi there with his family, eat there every Friday night. And what we do is we would daven Kabbalah Shabbos, and by ourselves, basically, we would eat with them, and then we would go to the Deja Rav, who's a few blocks away, and we would daven Marv there. So I was learning this. It's like, oh my goodness, the Gra clearly says you're not supposed to do such a thing. You're supposed to daven Marv, then this. And he always told me, he said, no, as long as you're Mekabel Shabbos. And in fact, that's what's brought down over here. It's brought down by Rav Naftali Hertz Halevi Zitzal. He says, the whole point of this Gemara is that you were not Mekabel Shabbos at all. That's the connection to the Gemara we were talking about before. If you were already Mekabel Shabbos, then you certainly are allowed to make Kiddush and eat, as the Magen Avraham says, even though you did not yet daven Marav. I mean, you have to be careful to not miss Marav, not to doze off. But this whole Gemara is talking about a situation where you weren't Mekabel Shabbos. So, and that, even though, what does that mean, there was no Kabbal Shabbos, and you just went straight to Marav and skipped all the other stuff? This is the case. The Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Rav Shabbos is in a situation you have to daven Marav and then make Kiddush is only in a situation where you're not Mekabel Shabbos. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's not necessary for you to daven Marav before Kiddush. That's how the Mefarshim explain it. And not only, so what we did is we actually said Kabbal Shabbos. He brings down that our case, Rav Kibol Al Atzmo Shabbos Al Yidei Hadlakas Neros. It doesn't say that anywhere over here. But Rav, who's this whole story is about, the reason why he was Mekabel Shabbos, technically speaking, he didn't have to, he could have made Kiddush before, but nonetheless he was Mespalil Be'erev Shabbos. That's how some of the Mefarshim explain this idea. So certainly, as we know, you can make Kiddush and have a Seuda while it's before Shkia. There is a Machlokus whether or not you have to at least have a Kazayas after Shkia. So that usually is not an issue, because, you know, by the time you're in the middle of your meal, you're still eating, but if you have an incredibly quick meal and a very quick davening before that, you may, and it's probably pretty hard, you almost could finish your meal before Shkia. And if that's the case, then you're getting involved in a machlokes. It's worthwhile to always realize that you're eating at least a kazayas after Shkia. Okay? It's usually not an issue. It's not an issue. But nonetheless, that is a machlokes among the poskim, whether or not that's acceptable. But certainly Kiddush is allowed, davening is allowed. The whole question that, again, we're discussing is whether it's necessary to daven Marav before you eat, before you make Kiddush. The simple reading of this Gemara is you have to daven before you make Kiddush. But again, there are numerous poskim, such as the guy in Miami, that said it's not an issue as long as you're Mekabel Shabbos in some other fashion.
My son Shlomo does.
Go ahead.
A lot of kids, they want to start Shabbos early.
Right.
So he goes to the early minyan,
mm-hmm.
Well, Shabbos. And then he comes home, make Kiddush, and they have half of the Seuda. Then he goes back to Shul for the second minyan from Arav.
Okay.
And then he comes back and finishes the meal.
Right. And the second half is without the all the kids awake, maybe. Okay.
What does he do about benching?
I guess he benches, they bench probably while he's daven Marav or something. Oh, well, that's
not. No, he doesn't bench. He goes to shul from Arif.
Yeah, but how you have a hesed, you know, how long can you do that, you know?
And I'm sure you have kavana before you wash, knowing this is what you're going to do. And you can stop eating for a few. You don't have to eat every second, so you can walk over there. It's not considered a hesed. Okay, so now we're going to understand the second half of the statement. Back in the Gemara, three lines from the third wide line. Third medium says, Rabbi Yoshia, Matzi Shal Maitzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. So, this is a little bit more unusual, the opposite situation. Okay, we'll discuss in a second and tell us why someone would do this, and are we just allowed to do this on any particular week? So the question is, Omer Havdal Al Hakos, or Eino Omer Havdal Al Kos? Now what is this talking about? Of course we make Havdalah on Saturday night. The question is, can you make Havdalah
if you did it early, if you daven?
You daven Marav,
early.
And it's still
light,
not,
light.
Right, it's still light. Can you make Havdalah? It's not Saturday night yet. It's still sunny outside.
Well,
it's Shabbos.
Said,
true, that's true. But Al Hakos.
It's you know, ipso facto, you already did it. You already, you know, said it, you set up Dalla and then fill it.
Right.
Yeah, but you still gotta make up Dalla because.
I understand it, but you assume the question is, do you have to wait? You've already accepted that it's whole because you set up the Chanavana.
But You can't, certainly you cannot do malacha. That, there's nothing to talk about, because it's still Shabbos, right?
Well, the inyan of lighting the candle.
So clearly, this has to be talking about that the candle business you do without. The candle's not ma'akev, right? It's not ma'akev.
No.
It's, you don't have to have a candle or besamim. I mean, you're supposed to, but you're still yotzei havdalah al hakos even without candles and without the besamim, right? You're supposed to have them, of course, but if you don't, you just make, you, like we do one, when sometimes we don't make the whole havdalah, we just say yayin and mavdil, a mavdil, right?
What about the
What day is this? We're on Friday. What's
Friday?
It's Friday.
And then we go to shul. We daven.
I think that might have been the exact that situation. What was the case again? So you you went to shul. You daven mincha.
You daven mincha, and then you eat without motzi.
Oh, without motzi. Okay. Okay.
You go to shul. You finish the davening.
Okay.
You come back, you make motzi.
Right.
And kiddush. And you eat a little bit something.
A lot of people do that. Let's say Shavuos night. Okay, when it's over.
Yes, because kids, they're too late for
right, exactly.
Time, you know.
Right.
So you have to eat early, and then you go.
But if you're going to make a motzi and kiddush later on, so the whole suda was on a suda Shabbos.
You
come before the first.
Yeah, you have to have three suits on Shabbos.
Well, yeah, make a suit. You're having your washing, your benching, you're washing your right. Shabbos.
Saying afterwards.
Before Marav, before Kiddush.
I'm saying, but the fact you come home after Marav, you make Kiddush and you make a motzi. You have indeed, that's his first suit.
You make a motzi after Marav.
That wouldn't. The only issue is there are very specific halachos on Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to have, you know, a huge a meal, fine, even without bread, whatever, but you can't have this huge meal. You're supposed to walk into Shabbos with a certain appetite.
What about you?
It's the same thing. You're supposed to, right before Friday afternoon, have a huge, or Yom Tov. It's specific halachos. You're supposed to, certain hours, and it's brought down specifically in halacha, a certain amount of hours before Shkia, you're not supposed to have a Sudas Keva, a Sudas Arai, and there's like all these different halachos. So for you to be able to have a meal and then go back and after Shabbos have a bigger...
9:30 to have a meal.
You're right. Well, that's why we're Mekabel Shabbos early in the summer. But I mean, not everyone lives in communities where you have that option. But you're right. It's problematic. It's a big problem, especially people who have little kids, people who are take medication,
right.
And think there's all these different issues. Obviously, when you have a specific halachic issue that needs to be addressed, so that situation would be presented, and you know, heterim there are. But just stam to make these decisions, and it's not something which is the proper way of Shabbos observance. It takes away from the owning Shabbos. So the question is, again, not the candle, but the kos. So the Gemara says like this, Tashma, Deom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Maitse Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos, B'Omer Havdalah Kos. No problem. You can make Havdalah on a cup of wine, even though it's still Shabbos. So we're looking Tosos, the fifth Tosos on this page, Soli Shal Maitse Shabbos or Shabbos. See this Tosos? Ve'esh Loimari, there are those that they say, the Hacha, that here, Mayri, it's referring, Sheish Lutzarech Mitzvah Lassa Yisrael Maitse Shabbos. It doesn't mean that you want to run off to a pizza shop, or there's an 8 o'clock movie that's going to interfere with Shkia. It's referring to that you have a mitzvah to do. So why would you be davening on Shabbos? It's still Shabbos, so you want to finish up the Shemoneh Esrei and daven Maariv on Shabbos. Well, what do you mean? Wait till the Motzei Shabbos. It's because you have something pressing that needs to be done, kagon. What is a mitzvah? So he has to give us examples. Let's say, "Lelechas li moil tinuk." You want to go to be moil tinuk. So obviously, you don't do a bris milah during the at night, but it means that you know you have to travel. You have to travel, and you're needed that Sunday morning. Okay. "V'lo yelo yayin lahavdalah." If you do not make Havdalah right here, you happen to come across right now on Shabbos a cup of wine, and it's 30 minutes before Shkia. You need to leave this second. If you don't start walking in this direction, in this way, right when Shabbos ends, you'll have gotten to the Tchum Shabbos, whatever you can think of, you will not make it, and this child will not have a bris. Maybe he'll never have a bris. Who knows? There's a one-time opportunity that's going to go away. And so why don't you just bring the wine? Well, how am I supposed to bring the wine? There's a cup over here and a fancy goblet, and if I don't make Havdalah right here, I'll never make Havdalah Kos. In that situation, that's when you can make Havdalah while it is still Shabbos. That is the exception. Devadai Sarach L'Hayisi Mechoyal Kodesh D'Yoraisa. Certainly we know that there's a concept of adding on minutes from a weekday to Shabbos. That's a Torah-based concept that you still need to do. In other words, you still have to. You can't do Mlachas. Tos is going to conclude. Of a Bechinam, for no reason. You have no good reason. You're just doing it to Stamazoy to show that you're a Bucky and Shas. Say, cause controversy in Bell Harbor. You know?
It never happened.
Well, they ain't allowed to do. Pshita, it's simple. Shol hoyim amihirin l'havdil, that we should not go quick to daven and to make havdalah. L'spal shom haitzi Shabbos v'Shabbos, digam loch asrim chashecha, because one is not allowed to do work anyway. So again, this is only talking about the unique circumstance in which you need to go to do a mitzvah. And therefore, but otherwise, you should not do such a thing, as Tosa said, because you're diminishing and taking away from the Shabbos. So in this, the Salach asks the question on Tosa. It says, what do you mean? So you make Havdalah. So what? That doesn't mean you have to do Malach afterwards. You didn't do any Malach. You take a cup of wine and you say, Amadavim Kodesh Shachol, whatever. Okay? Now let's say you said Atochan Antonu, you didn't, whatever, you forgot it, doesn't matter. But on the coast, you said this Havdalah. So what? So what's the whole problem? Why is it such a terrible thing that the only time it's permissible is if it's a mitzvah?
Right,
well, what's the difference? You're still keeping you can still keep Shabbos afterwards.
Right.
So, Rav Soloveitchik says, and he is medayik based on this Tosfos, he can infer from Tosfos the following. This is one sentence. The la'acher shvar kayim mitzvahs havdalah, that once you've already made the havdalah, shuv lo nitein lohosiv od minachol al kodesh. There's no more Shabbos. You're no longer able to add.
Shabbos.
I mean, you still have to keep the laws of Shabbos, but it's the earliest second that Shabbos is over, you're already Shabbos is over for you. So therefore, what to address this last question is, what do you mean? So, what's the whole problem about adding on? It's a problem because we want to add on to Shabbos. Keep adding on. It's fine. I won't do malacha. I'm still adding on to Shabbos. I'll keep. So Rav Soloveitchik says, no, that's not the case. Once you make Havdalah,
you're
making a statement. You're saying it's no longer Shabbos.
Right.
So therefore, on another level, forget about this. Forget about this Tosas, this Gemara. Let's say, for example, you're in a community and you want to be Makabel, you accept Shabbos late. You hear, later, 72 minutes past Shkia, whatever. You're more strict, like Rabbeinu Tam. And you see that there's, after 30 minutes, they daven fat earlier, they finish Marv quickly. And that's the minhag of that community. And you make your own Havdalah. And the Havdalah, all the stuff is there. And the question is, you know what? I'll make Havdalah. And then afterwards, I'll just sit around for another 30 minutes because I still keep Shabbos an extra 30 minutes. Or, and this I've seen many times, They listen to the person making the Havdalah, and they're Yotzei. They're a chiyuv of listening to Havdalah, of saying the Havdalah through them, but they don't do Malach afterwards. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, this may be not 100% what I'm saying, it seems that once you already made the Havdalah, it's not Shabbos. So by you
waiting and doing nothing,
you may really be doing nothing. Right. That's what's possibly. I'm not sure if that's...
You're not keeping Shabbos, basically.
Right. So my point is that in the event that you are nohag to be more strict,
right,
you probably need to
wait till Shabbos is over.
Exactly. So let's just get to the two dots, and the next Gemara is my favorite Gemara, which we'll discuss the scheduling. A very interesting piece over here, which I was hoping to get to. A very, very interesting thing, but we'll be able to get to it. Anyway, so let's just conclude this Gemara so we can get to the two dots. Okay. Omer Rav Zera. Betzad Omud Zeh, on the side of this pillar. See this pillar over here? Hispalo Rav Yishmuel Rav Yossi. I saw Rav Yishmuel Rav Yossi Davin Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Was Friday afternoon he Davin Shabbos? That's the statement. That's what he did. By this pillar, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was davening the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei on Friday afternoon. Now, how careful we have to be that when we say something and you make a statement, especially in a Gemara, that it has to be 100%. Kiyos ul oimer, betzad tamara havi, lo betzad omud havi. We won't say it. First of all, it wasn't by the side of a pillar, it was the side of a date tree. It was a different person. You got the person wrong,
right.
You got the place wrong, and you got the time wrong. Right? You got everything wrong.
So what are they trying to do?
What it's trying to teach us is a couple of important points. First of all, throughout the Gemara, the way that, as we know, as we go through through Shas and Gemara, you know that when there's a single statement mentioned, it's not just a sentence, but it's the name attached to it. So if you mention and you quote a person's name, the Gemara elsewhere is going to end up asking possibly a stira. How could he say such a thing?
He said something else somewhere else.
So how careful a person has to be when they record the truth. And therefore, what this Gemara is to me, even though it seems like what's the purpose of this Gemara, it actually teaches us the tremendous sensitivity of the entire Shas, that when you read a sentence, you know that what's being said is 100% accurate.